I think it was Tom Petty who said the waiting is the hardest part, and that's exactly what we're doing here at the NovaCare Complex. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Joe DiCamera on this Friday, and we're waiting for Monday Night Football. Get here already.
3 days, Dave, 3 days away. Of course, we'll see some more football on Sunday with the pros, but 3 days for the big game, Eagles and Falcons, man, real excited.
It started last night in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and what's that? I think I hear the Atlanta Falcons radio broadcast. Just kidding. Tom, terrific
Mike
last
Tomlin
night.
Mike Tomlin wasn't kidding.
No, he was not kidding last night. Tom Brady, 4 touchdown passes, and the Patriots open the season in very strong fashion. We are focusing, of course, here on the Eagles and the Falcons. We've got a lot to get to today. Lane Johnson in studio. Joe and I break it down a bit. A couple of matchups to watch on Monday night. And then Alex Smith talks a little bit about the numbers, the stats, the history of the Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. But first things first, we throw it out to the practice field. It's our Eagles 360 update. Alex Smith with everything happening today.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. We are just 3 days away from the Eagles' regular season opener in Atlanta on Monday night. Today, it was team chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie addressing the media. Lurie backed head coach Chip Kelly, saying that the head coach had nothing to prove this season and that he is an excellent head coach in this league.
No, we just, you know, we just go game to game, and he's an excellent coach in this league. There's no question about it. He doesn't need to prove anything. It's a builder of a roster, you know, culture builder. He's everything that I think we all thought when we interviewed him and more. We wanted someone that could see the big picture at all times and help build a roster, help build the culture the way we wanted it, and had a vision and wasn't afraid to make unpopular decisions. And that's all come to fruition. You know, now we just got to try to remain somewhat healthy and play really well.
One of the biggest questions heading into Monday night will be how Sam Bradford will hold up in his first regular season game in an Eagles uniform. And according to both Bradford and head coach Chip Kelly, there are no limitations on his snap count.
Now, we're real confident in Sam's conditioning. We monitor our guys every day. Did a great job. He was in great shape when he got here in August, passed the conditioning test, so not concerned at all with the amount of snaps Sam will take.
No, I feel great with him. You know, you guys talk like I didn't get any work with him. I mean, we had 5 weeks of practice, and we're out here for 2 hours a day. I mean, we got a ton of snaps with those guys. You know, so I feel really good with both the receivers and the line.
On the defensive side of the ball, we heard from Brandon Graham and Walter Thurmond on what it is that Falcons running back Tevin Coleman brings to the table with his speed.
I mean, like you said, he's a rookie and he's still getting his chops wet as an NFL. And, you know, preseason is one thing, but it's going to be different when you have going out there with the ones for the whole game and going out there with live bullets. But, I mean, it's very impressive for a running back to be able to run, you know, mid 4.3. You know, I mean, that shows that he has home run ability if we aren't on our gap assignments and on our P's and Q's to where that he can break the long one.
I mean, he hit the hole. You know, that's one thing. And, I mean, with Shanahan's stretch, you know, type offense, he's just looking for that one hole, and, you know, he's shooting. I think that we just got to get to him in numbers, and we can't get him started. Because once you get him started, I mean, I know Nolan, them boys fast, but 4.3 is real fast.
For all the latest coverage here from the NovaCare Complex, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and be sure to tune in for our kickoff show on Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Thanks so much, Alex. When we return, we'll get to visit with Lane Johnson, right tackle. I mean, I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl player potentially.
Well, it's a big year for him, Dave. I mean, you know, you're talking about a situation where, you know, fourth overall pick in the draft just 2 years ago. So now in his third year, you know, you're looking for – look, everyone's confident in Lane Johnson. We know that. But now it's about taking it beyond just confidence and trying to get to the point of dominance. That's really where I think, you know, the objective is. Because, you know, with Peters, you know, with Kelce, hey, you're locked in there. The guards, some uncertainty. They played pretty good in the preseason. Lane Johnson, an opportunity really for the organization to take a step forward if he can get that dominant status, as you're saying, the Pro Bowl.
And when we return, we will visit with Lane Johnson. We're not going to talk necessarily about football, but in our Crunch Time segment, we are going to talk about Lane Johnson, the man coming from Oklahoma as a young man. Now he's a full-fledged, mature daddy, and he's also hoping to dominate on the football field.
I sub to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I sub to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day, and we actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, man, that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome. Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time now for our Crunch Time segment. And we visit with Lane Johnson, the Eagles' right tackle. In his third season now, Lane Johnson has high, high expectations for this 2015 season. But how's he coming along off the field? I explore that with Lane in our Crunch Time segment. Welcome to Lay's Kettle Cooked presents Crunch Time. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson. And Lane, in his third year in the NFL, already a grizzled veteran in this league, I wonder, Lane, what is the transition like going from college to the NFL now that you've had some perspective on it?
Probably the biggest change is just mentally grasping everything. You're moving to a new city. You're learning a new offense, new people. So my rookie year was definitely my toughest year, but each season you learn more and more and you gain more knowledge. And so going into this year, I feel a lot more comfortable than I had the two previous years.
How has the body changed?
I bulked up. I think when I first arrived here, I was around 305 probably, and it was hard to keep that weight. So I guess my body's finally adapting, because usually I wake up around 315. Sometimes I get around 320, so, bulked up a little bit.
It's a business, and for a 25-year-old man to be thrust into this business, a lot of responsibility. The fame, the money, the pressure, the media. Mm-hmm. You've had a chance to, you know, be very grounded. Married, child mm-hmm. on the way. How's that helped you?
I have a lot of people dependent on me, so I'm doing it for them. But it's been a wild ride. I'm just growing. I mean, each year I'm on this earth, you just learn more and you develop as a person and as a teammate here.
Lane, what was it like for you initially going from Oklahoma to Philadelphia, where the fans are above and beyond loving this team, and every time you turn around, there's a camera in your face?
It's been a big change. I actually grew up around Houston. My grandfather lived in a big city, so thank God for that. It got me accustomed to it a little bit, but the first year was definitely a big change, just being in my own house, new family, and you got a child. So that was definitely the biggest difference. Just my responsibilities went to a whole different level.
Is the mental challenge of the game just as difficult as the physical transition?
I believe so. I think developing your mind is key in this league, because there's going to be times where you make mistakes, you get beat, and it's how you learn and grow from it. There's a lot of players that get beat and ruin their confidence. They never come back. So I think the mental aspect is a big thing in this league.
What's it like for you to leave here, a frantic day, a physical day, to go home to a baby and the wife, and your wife's expecting? That must be a dose of reality.
Yeah. I mean, it's refreshing, though. You get to go down to the house and unwind and get to be around the people you love, so it's a lot of fun.
How about the camaraderie in the locker room, Lane? Are these guys friends for life?
Friends for life, yeah. It's definitely a brotherhood. We get in there, and it's like recess, to be honest. A lot of jokes are made. Guys, I mean, there's so many characters on this team, I don't even know where to start.
Some players may kind of get opening game, that's just another game. Do you feel that opening night, Monday Night Football, national TV, still something special?
Definitely. Anytime you're out there on a big stage playing the NFL, it's an opportunity to be here. It's not given to you, so you have to know that. And every time you're on that field is definitely special.
What do you like before a game?
I try to stay calm. I try not to waste no energy, because I know the game is going to be, a lot of plays involved. So I try to conserve my energy.
Lane Johnson, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great season.
Thank you.
Carbs to compete.
electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer, only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time now for us to give you our two matchups for the Eagles and the Falcons on Monday night. Joe, you're up. Get in. Come on, baby.
Wow, there's a lot to look at this game, obviously, Dave. But I'm going to start with the offensive line of the Eagles. You know, we've already talked about Lane Johnson. But let's go to the other side now with Jason Peters, the Pro Bowler, the possible, you know, future Hall of Famer. And, you know, you're talking about a situation with Jason Peters in this game going up against Vic Beasley Jr., very, very, very talented pass rusher from the University of Clemson. His first pro football game, of course, Dave, in the regular season, the eighth overall pick in the draft here coming out of Clemson. And a situation where, you know, you talk about Beasley, you're talking about a player in his 4 years at Clemson as the all-time sack leader in the University of Clemson's history. 33 sacks atop, and of course, you know, a dominant player in the ACC, a two-time first-team All-American. So there's just a lot. You know, he's a guy that can be disruptive, forcing fumbles, Dave. I mean, he's a heck of a player. Now, rookie.
Exactly.
Right?
He's going against an experienced player.
So how about all that stuff aside?
But I think
he's got to deal with Jason
Peters. But I agree with you. You know, they lost Brooks Reed on the other side. O'Brien Schofield comes in. Somehow the Falcons have to put pressure on the line of scrimmage. And that's asking a lot for a rookie. Although a first-round pick, it's asking a lot for a rookie in his first game.
It is, and it's one of the reasons why Atlanta's not considered a great team yet, because, you know, as much as they were strong a few years ago, they lost some players defensively, so they're trying to regenerate that process. And, you know, certainly he's a big part of their future. The question is, how involved will he be? How dominant will he be able to be in game one? And, you know, I think it's safe to say it's going to be more of an advantage for Jason Peters on Monday night.
So it looks good on paper for Jason Peters. Give me your matchup number two.
Well, number two, I'm going to go to the other side of the ball, and I'm going to look at Brandon Graham. And Brandon Graham is going to be up against Jake Matthews, who was the sixth overall pick in the draft just 2 years ago. You know, for Brandon Graham, hey, this is a big spot now because you're talking about replacing Trent Cole. You're a starter now. You're getting paid some solid money. You know, the defense last year for the Eagles was a defense that was second in the league in sacks, as we know, Dave. But at the same time, I still feel there could have been more pressure, particularly on third downs. It was a weird balance, Dave, because, you know, usually a team that has that many sacks you would think is more dominant on third downs. But we saw the secondary struggle in part because the team seemed to struggle at times getting to the quarterback on third down. So for Brandon Graham, an opportunity here, 5.5 sacks last year in a limited role, as we know, part-time role. Obviously, the expectation will be for him to, you know, rise that number this year with additional sacks.
Yep.
And going against, you know, Jake Matthews is, you know, from the Matthews family, and he was a big pick last year. And, you know, it's an important spot in this
game. And Brandon Graham is ready to go on that one.
Oh, he's excited. Yeah.
I really think the Eagles have the feeling that they have such an advantage up front with the progress that they've made and then the problems that Atlanta's had on the offensive
sure.
line. So, but you got, it's one thing to feel that way. It's another thing to go out and do it. So good stuff.
Gotta do
My
it.
Two matchups to watch. The first one is an obvious one. It's the Eagles secondary in the vertical passing game against Julio Jones. A Pro Bowl player, an all-pro wide receiver, does it all. Very difficult to stop. I don't expect Byron Maxwell to shadow Julio Jones throughout this game. I do expect the Eagles to at least bracket coverage Jones, mix up the looks, try to put some pressure on at the line of scrimmage. and do things to help him up front. I mean, Brandon Graham's going to have to win that battle. He's going to have to get to Matt Ryan. Can't give Ryan an opportunity to drop back seven steps and throw the ball down the field. Julio Jones will get his catches. What you want to do is limit those big plays. And remember, last year, the Eagles allowing 72 plays of 20-plus yards in the passing game. Worst in the league. They went out and they rebuilt the secondary. New coaching staff, new players, new scheme. First test, Julio Jones. It's a big one.
Big one. Very big one. And, of course, you know, the young players there in the secondary. And we'll see how involved Eric Rowe is and Biggers. I mean, this is, you know, this is a chess match, and it'll be the, you know, the game within the game.
I agree. So the other matchup that I have is on the other side of the ball. DeMarco Murray. I'm not looking at the big picture numbers. I'm not looking at 30 carries and 162 yards. I'm looking at DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews to a degree in the red zone. That's where the Eagles have really struggled the last couple of seasons. 23rd in the league in touchdown efficiency last year. They bring in Murray. They bring in Matthews. They expect that physical running style in the red zone to put the ball in the end zone and keep Cody Parkey on the sideline. So that is just a huge matchup for me. I think Atlanta is going to be aggressive, physical, the Seattle style of defense, crowd the line of scrimmage, try to take away the run. But I think the Eagles want to establish that ground game. And I really believe, Joe, that the Eagles are going to have no problem moving the football from 20 to 20, as they have in both of Chip Kelly's first two seasons. It's inside the 20 where they've got to strike gold more often than they have in the past.
Yeah, we saw issues last year. I mean, you know, obviously versus Arizona and versus San Francisco. And so this is a scenario where, yeah, I mean, punching the ball in. And we saw Pittsburgh just last night, Dave. When you don't punch the ball in, you got to settle for field goals and you miss field goals and also, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it's a huge part of football. And obviously I think DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews will be a huge upgrade for the Eagles with the physicality they present inside the red zone, specifically inside the 10. And it's, listen, I'm very excited with how this thing sets up. I really am.
We shall see. Those are our key matchups. What are yours? I know you'll be thinking about it throughout the weekend. We've got a long way to go between now and Monday night. It's Eagles 360, and when we return, Alex Smith is going to break it down for us even further from a statistical standpoint. Our stats-only segment on the way.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Joe here. Time now to take a look at the numbers inside the numbers. It's our stats-only feature with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios, and welcome back for a brand new season of Stats Only, where we go through each and every Eagles game, bringing you all the key facts and figures that you need to know. Today, we go beyond the box score with the Eagles preseason, and we'll start things out by looking at quarterback Sam Bradford and some of the remarkable numbers that he put up in his first games as an Eagle. Bradford completed 13 of 15 passes for 156 yards and three touchdowns, good for a 149.6 passer rating, the second highest passer rating for any quarterback this preseason, trailing only Detroit's Matthew Stafford at 156.3. His 86.7 completion percentage was tied for the league high with Buffalo's Matt Castle among quarterbacks with at least 10 passing attempts in the preseason. Of course, it was the Eagles' third game against Green Bay in which Bradford shined his brightest, going 10-for-10 for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns. His passer rating of 156.7 is just about as close as you can get to a perfect rating of 158.3, falling just shy of the yard-per-attempt criteria. Of Bradford's 10 completions in that Green Bay game, 6 of them went to Eagles running backs, and if the preseason has taught us anything, it's that those Eagles backs, no matter who it is, will have a big impact in this team's passing game. While the sample size is much smaller, the Eagles running backs were a much bigger part of the passing offense this preseason than they were during the 2014 regular season. Eagles running backs totaled 368 receiving yards, led by Raheem Mostert, who led the team with 194 yards. Running backs contributed 33% of the team's receiving total, as compared to last season when the backs made up 12% of the team's receiving yards. And finally, we turn our attention over to the defensive side of the ball, a unit that the Eagles put a lot of time and effort into this past offseason to make sure they had the right personnel in with this group to help eliminate the big passing plays and increase the numbers of turnovers heading into 2015. And if this preseason has been any indication, Eagles fans may be very happy with this defensive unit this season. The Eagles' ball-hawking defense created 9 turnovers in 4 preseason games, highlighted by a pair of dazzling interceptions by Walter Thurman and a pick by the newly acquired Byron Maxwell. The defense generated 2.25 turnovers per game in the preseason, a noticeable increase from the 2014 regular season when the Eagles generated 27 turnovers on the year. That's less than 2 per game. And that will wrap things up here for Week 1, but we will have an Atlanta Falcons preview version of Stats Only that will run on Monday night during our kickoff show.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got one more segment to go. Some final thoughts on the Eagles and the Falcons. Monday Night Football, what's going to happen? Well, we'll give you our opinions when we return to Eagles 360.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome. Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance?
Yay!
Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay 2 bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Final segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, and some final thoughts. Why not? What
Victory.
Do you think? I want to hear what you got to say about Monday night and about the season.
Victory Monday night, Dave, double digit. I do expect it to be a high-scoring game. I really do. It's a situation where I think the secondary for the Eagles will still give up some plays in the passing game to Matt Ryan. I mean, Matt Ryan's a pretty good quarterback, and they got some receivers. But I think it's just a game where the Eagles outscore Atlanta. I really do. As far as the season goes, I got the Eagles at 12-4. I think the Birds are a heck of a football team. I think they've got a possibility for greatness. We'll see if they can push there. But I've got it as a division-winning team, 12-4, a team that wins a playoff game and has a real viable shot, Dave, to compete for the NFC Championship game and beyond. Do they get there? Not sure, but I think they are very much in the mix. And I really believe, Dave, they enter the season third in the conference behind only Seattle and Green Bay as far as being ready to contend. I think the Eagles have a great shot.
He says a great season. You know what I'm going to say? I'm not going to look at the season. I'm going to look at this game. And here's my word of caution. It is a weekend paved with giddy thoughts toward a victory of double digits, as Joe said. I just know from experience that the first game of the season can be wacky, can be weird, can be wild. Strange bounces, unusual things happen. So don't take this game for granted. Atlanta is coming in with a new coach, a lot to prove, a rabid home following. I think it's going to be a lot tougher than people expect. I think the Eagles are a better football team, and if they play the A game, come away with a victory on Monday Night Football. But it will not be easy. That's my opinion. I'm a more cautious guy than you.
I got double digit, but still giving up some plays.
Yeah, well,
it's just that offense, Dave.
Yeah.
Come on, this offense now.
Hey, listen.
Do I have to sell you on the Eagles?
I know, really.
Come on now. What is this?
I think the Eagles can put up 50, but let's say I respect what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do defensively. They play a pretty interesting scheme. All right, that's good. That does it for us. Our final thoughts. Joe DeCamera, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. And we remind you that our coverage begins on Monday night at 6 o'clock. It's our kickoff show with Joe and Chris McPherson, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico, Chris McPherson, and Ike Reese. All the coverage you want and more from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The season begins on Monday night. We hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.